Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Ask Hayden Anything. In today's podcast episode, I've got two questions that I'm going to answer. And the first question comes in from AS_Customs. And check out AS Customs' Instagram page. He customizes sneakers. You can get in touch with him. He'll come up with a cool design for you, or if you have an idea in mind, you can send them in to him and he'll customize a sneaker for you. So let's dive right into the question. AS Customs asks, what is your favorite sneaker and why? This is a really cool question for me because I ran a fashion company a couple years ago, a menswear company. And I've always had a love for art ever since I was a baby. Art has been one of my most exciting and passionate subjects that I've ever taken part in. And, you know, even in school at GCSE for my art exam, I took in two sneakers. I took in the Nike Air Force One in all white, and I customized them in the most extravagant, beautiful way possible. I was inspired by street art at a young age, graffiti, tagging, and I took all that and I put it onto the Nike Air Force One sneakers, and it was just miraculous. It looked incredible, and if I'm honest, it was very unique in the art exam because everyone was doing something predictable, you know, maybe a painting, a portrait, and then I decided to work on shoes. So I guess it's a very meaningful question for me because I do genuinely have an absolute love for sneakers, footwear. My two uncles have successfully run multiple shoe businesses. So and to really choose one shoe that's my favorite is incredibly difficult. I'll have to give multiple answers here because I just absolutely adore sneakers. At the moment in my current life, I'll have to say that my favorite sneakers are the Puma Suede. And this year marks the 50th year anniversary of the iconic shoe from Puma. I have two pairs. I have the Puma Suede Berlin in a beautiful red, a scarlet red. And it's got black lacing with a gold metallic Puma sign on the front. It's got gold tips on the end of the laces. It's got gold Puma sign on the back. And the scarlet red really stands out. So the Puma Suede Berlin is based on the German city. And I've also bought the Puma Suede Paris, inspired, you know, obviously by France. So once I bought the Puma Suede Berlin, the more I wore them, I noticed I was getting more attention. Everyone was saying, wow, these sneakers are incredible. I vlogged about them. If you want to check out the vlog, feel free to check out my YouTube channel, Hayden Hader. I've actually vlogged about both of these sneakers. So the more I wore the Puma Suede Berlins, I felt like, damn, I need another pair of shoes just like this in another color. So I went for the Puma Suede Paris, which is an electric blue lemonade color. And I absolutely adore those shoes. Another iconic shoe that I really love are the Vans Old School. I love the Vans brand, and you know, I'm a fan of skateboarding and I like to skateboard. I haven't for quite a while because unfortunately my car was stolen over a month ago. My Audi Q5 was stolen and my skateboard was in the back of the car. So I haven't been on my skateboard in a while, but you know, for skateboarding and everything, I really love the Vans Old School. They're comfortable to wear. I get good stability on the board with the Vans Old School. I love how they look. And I love how Vans have created so many different unique looks with the Vans Old School in the last year or two. So I love the Puma Suedes, I love the Vans Old Schools. Of course, I've got history with the Nike Air Force One since I customized them in school for my art exam. All-time favorite, it's extremely difficult because I'm just, if I'm honest, I love sneakers so much, I just can't choose one. It is just an extensive collection, and the more I love sneakers, the more I want to add to the collection. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, there's just a multitude of sneakers I love. Funny enough, I've never had a pair of Air Jordans, but I'd like to own a pair in the future. I was hoping to purchase a pair of the Nike Air Jordan Cactus Jack, designed by Travis Scott, who's my favorite rapper, of course. And unfortunately, I entered a raffle, a draw, and I didn't get picked. So, who knows? But yeah, I really like those sneakers. I also had a really cool pair of sneakers called Dada Supreme Spreewells. And they were this all black, glossy, shiny sneaker with a mini rim on the side of each of the shoes. So it had a little wheel, and every time you step, there was a cushion in the heel, which would cause the chrome wheel on the side to spin. And I remember wearing that shoe to school one day on a non-uniform day, and the whole school was talking about it. I had so much attention. The girls I had a crush on, that, you know, I was, you know, in school, you know, it was kind of difficult to talk to girls. Like, I don't have that problem anymore, but, you know, I guess there was a little bit of nervousness there, you know, when I was 11, 12, 13. But that day, all the girls surrounded me. They were just in awe of the shoes, hanged out with me. So yeah, a shoe can really change your life. So the Dada Supreme Spreewells, back in school when I was like 11, 12, man, the whole school was talking about it. The girls were all over me. I don't mean that in a rude way, but just hanging around me all the time. So yeah, those are some of my favorites too. Thank you for your question. I love that question because, of course, fashion plays a significant part in my life. I own a fashion company, and I've still got a massive sneaker collection. You can see one of my YouTube vlogs, which shows all the sneakers I own. So yeah, I love that question. Thank you. I'm gonna get right into the second question before I close this podcast. Although it's 2 a.m. right now where I'm recording this, I'm going to catch a movie upstairs in my room before I go to sleep. I go to sleep quite late at the moment. I don't know if anyone can relate, but I seem to find a really amazing level of peace at night. As you guys know, I run multiple businesses, and with social media and everything, it's like the day can be almost quite draining. There's so many different people I'm in contact with all the time, business-wise, friend-wise. And I guess after 1 a.m. when everyone's asleep and it's just me awake, I find just a really cool level of peace where I can just be on my own for a couple hours. And I really do enjoy that. So right after the podcast, I'm gonna head upstairs, relax a little bit, and watch a movie. So let's dive right into the second question from Hamza. Shout out to Hamza. This question is, what is your dream car? I absolutely love this question. And Hums, I know you're a massive car fanatic. I absolutely love cars. I've only owned two cars in my life so far. And the first one is a red Seat Leon, which I really loved. I actually bought the car to impress this girl that I really liked, and we dated briefly, but it didn't work out. But that's not the point. The point is, I love that first car. It was a red Seat Leon. My second car was, I say was, because it would be my current car, but unfortunately it got stolen just over a month ago. An Audi Q5, and it's a really cool car. I actually really miss it. In terms of my dream car, right now, at this moment in time, and bear in mind, like, they're always creating new, cooler concepts, so it could change, but right now, at this moment, it has to be the Bugatti Chiron. It's just so menacing. It's evil, but in a beautiful way, and it just looks mean, furious, aggressive, incredibly fast. And I believe it's priced at over 2 million, which is just levels upon levels. So that is my dream car. I love the Bentley Bentayga in terms of SUVs. I think that's a beautiful car. That's one of my dream cars too. The Bentley Bentayga is just phenomenal. I love the Rolls-Royce brand. I love the Rolls-Royce Wraith. When I watched a video by Meek Mill called Young Black America, and I saw him pull up in a Rolls-Royce Wraith, that moment in that video inspired me to an inexplicable level. I watched it and I feel like, man, I can do that. So yeah, the Rolls-Royce Wraith is another one. Are there any other cars that I really love? I know you asked for my dream car, but it's like I'm giving you a list because I have so many dream cars, as I know you do too, because I know you're a car fanatic too. I absolutely love LaFerrari. And in terms of classic cars, if that's something you're interested in too, I really love the Ford Mustangs from the 60s. Just iconic design, timeless. Even in today's age, it just is a head turner. So I do love the Ford Mustang from the 60s. Yeah, and I hope that answers your question. I've really enjoyed answering these questions today, guys. So thank you so much for sending them in. I appreciate you listening. So in other news, basically, we've together surpassed 60,000 on Instagram, which is an incredible milestone. We've almost reached 40,000 on Facebook, 10,000 on Musical.ly. Of course, we have people tuning into the podcast, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr. So if we combine all the social media platforms, we have reached well past 100,000, which is so mind-blowing, guys. It is absolutely incredible. I remember being on a plane to Los Angeles in 2015, not having any social media, and I was watching Birdman, a movie, and his daughter says to him in the movie, "You're the one that doesn't exist. You don't even have Facebook." And it, like, I had to pause the movie, and I was like, damn, she just cussed her dad and said he doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't even exist. And I was like, man, I don't have any social media. So, like, what am I doing? So, like, in the space of 3 years, to get past 100,000 feels absolutely incredible. And I really want to say thank you for your beautiful messages that you've sent in. They're so rewarding, and I just appreciate your support so much. And I promise, guys, like, I vow to stay humble, like, and that's the reason I do this podcast too, because no matter where the following goes, I do want to always connect with you on a deeper level, make time for you, answer your questions. So yeah, I'm just really pleased that you're enjoying the content, and your feedback means so much to me. If you've loved this podcast, if you're still listening, I appreciate you. And if you could leave a 5-star review for me, when I see you in person, I'll give you a hug. Man, I'd probably even buy you a burger from Nando's. That means so much to me if you could leave me a positive review. Check out my other social media platforms, because I don't always post on one specific platform every day. Although I do pretty much post on my Snapchat story and Instagram story every day, so you can follow me on those. In terms of social media, I definitely post on one every day. So follow me on everything to keep up to date. Is there anything else I really wanted to discuss in this podcast? Oh, right, yeah. How could I forget? This series is called Ask Hayden Anything, so feel free to send in more questions and I'll give you a shout out in the podcast, answer your questions. So yeah, send them in, whether you want to ask me in person, I note them down, or you can DM me, leave a comment on Instagram, message me on Snapchat, leave a message on Facebook, or leave a comment on a YouTube vlog. Just use the hashtag Ask Hayden Anything, or just refer to the podcast, and I'd love to answer a question of yours. I appreciate you guys so much. I hope you have an incredible week ahead. Remember, when opportunities don't come knocking on the door, let's take it upon ourselves to run up to the door and kick that fucking door down. Because when opportunities don't present themselves to us, we'll find a way to make it happen. Our dreams are within reach and life is short, so we gotta chase them, guys. We gotta hunt those goals down. And we're on a mission to make our lives better. We're in this together. When the social media following grows, I don't see it as me, I see it as us, because we're a community. It's Hayden Army, and I appreciate you. So have an incredible week. I love you guys. And until next time, peace and love.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.